Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality, spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. This is a new year, 2015. I am your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I have to admit, I'm just kind of settling into this new year frenzy, this new year experience, and I'm just going to be honest with you. I haven't really adjusted. I mean, I'm just feeling everything out. There are a lot of challenges. There are a lot of things I want to do. There are a lot of loose strings. That's what it is. Having a lot of loose strings. And so loose strings usually is for me, loose strings, uncertainty, sometimes more than one time gives me the feeling of just a little bit of uneasiness or uncomfortableness or not being balanced. That's really what it is, not really feeling balanced, a little unsettled. And you know, if you've listened to this show, anything that subtracts from my happiness, I'm ready to expose it, and my intention is to eliminate it. A little, let me back up a little bit. This show, Reality Spirituality, is about everyday life, your everyday life, my everyday life, and how can we remain connected? How can we stay in this feeling, stay grounded, if you will? And this grounding is really grounding to the universe, grounding to that energy that creates worlds, grounding to the universe, meaning that whenever I feel grounded, it doesn't matter what's going on. And today's topic is really, really an important one, and I say that with air quotes, because anything that I deem important is just something else for me to, okay, if this is really that important, then if it doesn't happen or something happens that what I think is important doesn't happen, then I'm shaken, I'm rattled, I'm not happy, I'm actually unbalanced. So one of the things that, and I also want to invite you to call into the show. I haven't done a lot of promotion on these new shows, and that's going to change. Do I know when? No. But I'd like you to call in with your questions. Reality Spirituality is live every Saturday and Sunday. Area code 646-564-9619. Area code 646-564-9619, and I have a couple of callers, but nobody really wants to come and speak, which is okay. Trust me, my new listeners, I can wing it if I have to. Again, one of the things I love to do is share what's going on in my life, because by sharing real examples, that's how I move through this thing called life. My favorite quote is from Abraham, "You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey." So So my life, I've come to realize, come to accept, surrender to that everything is about this journey. What does that mean? That means that in every moment, I am creating, not creating, I am preparing for my next moment. I am preparing for my next moment, meaning, let me just back up a little bit. We're all energy. Everything is energy. Everything is energy. And with that, you, me, the lamppost, the wall, we all vibrate at a frequency. We all are vibrating. We're vibrating entities. And whatever I'm vibrating in this moment, I'm carrying that vibration into my next moment. That's why today's topic, we have a couple of topics today. One topic is the feeling of satisfaction or vibrating satisfaction. And the other topic I kind of gave you a tease yesterday on yesterday's show, which was very brief. I had an appointment yesterday. I couldn't do my regular 60 minutes. But anyway, I digress. Was the realization of me putting a lot of importance on forever and really not getting into the present moment. In other words, the difference between the feeling between, the vibration between forever and this present moment. But let's get back to this feeling satisfied or not satisfied. This year has brought a lot of, not a lot of, but a few changes in my life. And if you've listened to the show, you know one of the things I say, one of the things I teach, one of the things I stress is that any label, any time I label something, good, bad, right, wrong, any label, all labels, in my humble opinion, and that's the only one that matters, is that labels, all labels subtract from happiness. All labels really are man-made. You know, all labels are judgments. All labels are judgments. And judgments, as you know, as I know, subtract from happiness. Judging is a big, huge no-no if you want to feel, if you want to be happy. You cannot be, I don't know, this is my opinion. Judgments, for me, always started with judging myself. Judging myself, where am I in this life? What have I achieved? What have I done? What am I doing? Why am I not doing more? And this has been a running theme in my life. I have to say that feeling satisfied, vibrating that energy of satisfaction, and it just hit me. I mean, it's come up in my life more than once, but yesterday, the last few days, it's really, really been like a glaring light, and I'll tell you why. This year, I started a new position, teaching two new classes. And if you're in the Arcadia area, Southern California area, I welcome you to join. The classes started last week. The first one is The Importance of Happiness. The second class is Breathing, Balancing, and Stretch. Now, both classes are offered at the Arcadia Community Center, and they're sponsored by the Arcadia Recreation Department. But they're at the Arcadia Community Center in Arcadia, California. They're every Thursday evening. They start at 6 to 7, happiness, 7 to 8, balance, stretch, and breathing. I have lived in the Arcadia area. Hold on a second, I'm trying to think. Because I'm not good at math on the sly, but I'm going to let you help me with the figures. I have lived in the Arcadia area 1983. Since 1983. I actually moved, so that's the 83, 93, that's 10, 93, 2003. Jesus, that's 30 years. 32 years? What? As Miranda Singh says, what? That's an inside joke. If you YouTube Miranda Sings, I mean, she's my new funniest person. She's so crazy and funny. I love her. What? I have lived in the Arcadia, in the city of Arcadia, for at least 32 years, almost 32 years. Now, the city of Arcadia has offered classes at the community center for over 32 years. I have been an aerobic instructor, fitness instructor for 33 years. Do you think that I have tried to teach at this Arcadia community center? Do you think this is the first year that I've ever tried to, you know, put in an application? I actually put in my application last year, that I've ever put in an application. The recreation center is gorgeous. It's got rooms. It's got every kind of class you ever want. It's very popular with the city. It's got a reputation. 5-star for this community offering classes, from classes for children to classes to seniors. I don't know how many classes they offer, but there's tons of them. And again, it's not my first time putting in an application. I've actually sent in applications, walked in applications, talked to department people that are in charge of the department probably at least 5 times, offering new classes. And this is over 15 years. I think the last time I tried was maybe 10 years ago. And I quite frankly, I just gave up. I gave up because I said, okay, the reason why I'm not teaching is because I don't know anyone. You know, sometimes you have to know somebody to get your foot in the door. And some communities, some jobs, some clubs, sometimes life is like that. It's not what you know, it's who you know. And it's more than sometimes. It's just, it's what you know, it's who you know. And I just resigned, saying that, okay, while this is, you know, 5 minutes away from my home, less than 5 minutes away from my home, a gorgeous facility, great reputation, I'm just not going to be an instructor over there. It just seems like I won't be. And I'm going to say, gave up. Now, last year, one of the classes that I teach in my years of teaching is an aqua fitness class, aqua aerobics, water aerobics. And I was teaching my yearly water aerobics class at the city of Duarte. This is, last year was, I think it was my fourth year or my fifth year. I lose track of time. And during that session, from May to September, I teach from May to September. So what is that, 6 months, 4 months, 5 months? I don't know. You do the math. May, the first Saturday in May to the end, the last Saturday in September. I'm busy telling a story. I can't stop to do math. okay, where was I? Oh, and it just so happens that, you know, as every year, I get new people, new faces. And a woman was in my class, and I actually started calling her Smiley, because every time I would give her an instruction or shout out instructions or crack a joke, yes, I have been known to crack plenty of jokes in my classes, and I do write my own material, as I do here on the air. One of the things I started calling her was Smiley, because she kept smiling. I mean, she was like really a good audience. I could say nothing that didn't tickle her fancy, tickle her funny bone. And she was always laughing, so or smiling at me. And I started calling her Smiley. Now, I had no idea, and went on for, you know, at least a couple of months. Yes, Smiley. No idea what her name was. Come to find out that this woman who joined my class in 2014, after teaching there at that City of Duarte, after teaching there for 4 years, let's say 4 years, this is going to be my fifth year, she works and she knows the person that is in charge of hiring new instructors at the Arcadia Community Center Recreation Department. And one of the things that she told me after she kind of got to know me a little bit better, you know, a couple months, 2 or 3 months into the class, she said, she actually came to me, she says, Rebecca, have you ever thought about teaching at the Arcadia Community Center? And at first I actually had to get the water out of my ears because I thought I heard her, and I thought I didn't hear her correctly. What? So have you ever thought about teaching a class at the Arcadia Recreation? I said, are you kidding me? I put in applications for years. I tried putting in an application for Facercise. That's one of my signature classes, Facercise. It's exercise for the muscles of the face. Don't get me started. Listen, we exercise the muscles in our body. Why don't we exercise the muscles from the neck up? I mean, those muscles need exercising too. Toning facial muscles, right, ladies? And I looked at her, I said, yeah, I put an application. She says, really, when? I said, I've put an application. I don't know exactly when, but it's been years. She says, well, I know, I'm very good friends. I've been there for a while. My boss, my supervisor is the woman that hires for different classes. She says, what classes would you like? Listen to this one. What classes would you like to teach there? Can you come up with some new classes? Because one of the things they said is that what happens is the classes that are offered are all, you know, the same. Okay, a yoga class. Okay, a Pilates class. Okay, a line dancing class. Okay, weight training. I mean, classes that are offered all the time, classes that have been offered forever. She said, would you want to come up with some new classes to teach? Would you want to create new classes to teach? And I, yes. Found out that one of the water aerobic classes that is, because my class was on Saturday, one of the classes during the week was taught by the woman that actually hires the instructors for the Arcadia Community Center classes. So, of course, I wanted to introduce myself, and there was no introduction necessary because there was a Saturday where I wasn't able to teach, and I had to sub my class out. The woman that was going to sub my class happened to be the same woman that is in charge of hiring at the center. Now she's known me, and she took one of my classes, because she wanted to see how I was teaching, so when she subbed my class, she could at least, you know, offer the same type of intensity, not the same exercises, but she would get a feel. You know, when, if you're subbing someone's classes, if you're a fitness instructor, you actually want to get a sense of the other instructor's class before you sub it. At least that's what I like to do. So at least, you know, well, actually that's what I used to do. I don't do that anymore. But anyway, I'm dragging out the story, aren't I? Well, that's right. We have an hour to kill, and it's only 20 minutes in. Okay, this is the rest. Here we go. I met her. Then I went to her class, and she, again, now this is the woman that is in charge of hiring. She says, Rebecca, what type of classes would you like to teach? In other words, she's giving me a blank slate. I can teach whatever classes I want. Well, immediately, my first idea was a class on happiness. Now, there has never, ever been a class at a city entity, recreation, or department taught on happiness in any community that I know, maybe in Indiana, but certainly not in SoCal. And she said, that is a fabulous idea. What a great idea. She says, yes, put something together. She says, is there another class you want to teach? She was really just asking me, it's like whatever you want. And what I need at this time in my life is I need more breathing, I need to balance more, and I need more stretching. So I said, how about a breathing, balance, and stretch class? Rebecca, we don't have that either. Perfect. Send me a description of both classes, and you're going to be, and you're hired. What? That is one small example of what I've come to realize, what I have surrendered to, that I don't care how hard I try, how many attempts, how many contacts. This is just my belief, audience. You can either, you know, relate to it or not. It really does. This is my personal belief, and this is my personal experience. I can sit and knock on doors every single day. This is what I believe. Every single day, miles around, and if the universe, if this is not a plan, if the universe hasn't planned it, if the universe hasn't designed it, if the universe hasn't put its stamp, its okay stamp, there is nothing I am, can do about it. Now, if you listen, there's a lot of people on this planet with a lot of different opinions. And if you listen to, I've listened to, oh my gosh, you don't know how many times I've heard, you gotta work hard, put in the hard work. I put in the work and that's why I'm where I am today. Well, that's what you believe. And it's okay if that's what you believe. But my left hand is up in the air. I'm going to switch it. My right hand is up in the air right now. And I just am not buying that anymore. I'm just not buying it. For me, it's all about timing. When it's time, it will happen. When it's not time, it won't happen. I am not taking this is my show, it's a new year. I am not taking this shit personally anymore. Like, I haven't put in the time. I haven't put in the work. I haven't done as much as I could, because believe me, I have those thoughts. I haven't put as much work as I could. I haven't. I can't speed it up. I can't slow it down. I can't make it happen. I can't stop it from happening. And that brings me to my topic of satisfaction. Now, earlier I talked about vibrating that energy of satisfaction. And we are all vibrating beings, all vibrating beings. And I know, I can feel the difference between the vibration, the energy, how I feel about being satisfied and dissatisfied. And I'm not even talking about with thoughts, because me, and I've talked about this before, but for my new audience, my thoughts, I've given up allowing my thoughts to have power over me. Now, I do acknowledge that a lot of times these thoughts are just, listen, my thoughts aren't my biggest fans. Let me just tell you that right now. My thoughts are not my biggest fans. In fact, my thoughts, a lot of times, I mean, if you're in the audience and you're looking at a bad show and like, boo, oh, this is really funny, boo, I mean, my thoughts are booing me a lot, you know, what I'm doing wrong, what I'm not doing, what I'm, you know, the whole thing, come on, please. My thoughts aren't up there cheering me on and telling me how wonderful I am and how the universe created me and I'm perfect in the moment. That's not what's going on here a lot of the time. But what I have done is I've taken the power of these thoughts away. I am not giving these thoughts as much power as I did 5 years ago, 10 years ago. I don't know about you, but I was driven. I was my behavior, my words, my actions were due to these thoughts that all they do is boo me. So this is a different day. What the hell was my point? Oh, satisfaction. Feeling satisfied. Now, getting back to the story, last week I taught my first The Importance of Happiness class. I taught my first Balance and Stretch class. Before I started the classes, I had this, okay, I'll throw this other thing out, expectation, well, oh, this is going to be great, I'm a lot of people, the class is going to be booming, 50, 60, 70, hundreds of people, we're going to have an auditorium to teach this class, The Importance of Happiness. Yes, that was a thought. One of the things I've got down is not to expect. So then I said, you know what? If one person shows up to this class, I'm going to be happy. And I actually got to a point, because nobody was registering for the class. No, it was 2 days before, and I had zero attendees in the Importance of Happiness class. Zero. Not one. Zero. And I said, okay, whatever. It's a new class. And then I got the word from the supervisor the director that said, yeah, the new classes, they usually build very slowly. Well, nobody told me that, but it doesn't matter. I was going to be good with any number. And the balance class started with 5. It grew to, I think there's 8 people in the class now. And the happiness class, I have 7 possibles, 5 definites, 5 definites, 7 possibles for next week. My point, and I'm telling you, I was so happy and so thrilled and so excited to share and to listen to and to talk about my favorite topic, which is happiness and the importance of it. If you've listened to the show, you know that is my number one priority over everything, over health, over money, over relationships, over over everything, because if I'm not happy, if I'm not feeling at peace, if I'm not content, what the hell does anything else matter? Who cares? And it throws, and it goes into this also, this thing about being satisfied. So this energy of satisfaction. Now, you listen to my story. I finally am teaching the class of my dreams, if you will, in the place of my dreams, if you will. Now listen, don't think that I haven't thought about teaching around the world, traveling around the world with my message about on happiness. Don't think that I haven't thought. Of course I have. But what I wanted to share was classes went great. Happy. I mean, everyone was just so into it, wanting to know more, very open, very honest about their lives. It was just a great experience. The hour went by so quickly. It was wonderful meeting new people, wanting to be happier. Okay, you want to be happier, and you come in and you ask me, or you come and you find me. The universe directs you to me. I'm directed to you. And this topic comes up, I'm sorry, but I'm in heaven. Okay, a few days, that was on Thursday, and a few days later, I'm thinking, this wave, this feeling, this energy of, it's got to be more. Isn't there something else I can do? There's got to be more than just five people, right, that want to be happy. There's got to be more people I can reach, right? There's got to be more I can do, whether it's expanding my YouTube channel, which right now I think only has 2 YouTube videos on it. I mean, all of these thoughts, more. I could do more. I don't use the word should anymore, but I could do more. And all of those thoughts and all of that, and every time I vibrate more for me, it means I am not satisfied with this moment right now. I'm not really satisfied. Yeah, this is nice. It's nice after 30 years that I get, you know, that I have my foot in the door, and the classes are going to grow. I'm already set for the next session. I'm already in the schedule. They've already printed the schedule out for the next session. In other words, I'm already in teaching the classes that I said I wanted to teach forever. Well, actually, I didn't even want to teach the happiness class forever. I didn't even know about this happiness thing until, you know, I didn't know that I was a happiness specialist until maybe 4 years ago, 3 years ago. My point is this. Before I went to sleep last night, I wrestled with this energy of being dissatisfied. And I thought that, can you imagine, and I'm talking to myself, I'm sharing, can you imagine feeling satisfaction with everything in my life? Can you imagine Rebecca Lynn Norrington being satisfied, and when I say satisfied, I mean like, wow, this is really, excuse me, this is really, gee, was that a sign? Who knows? This is really exciting. I was really excited during that class. I was having a great, great, great time. And then a day goes by, 2 days go by, like, you know, isn't there more I could be doing? So I wrestled with this, and I came up with, this is brand new. Well, this actually isn't new, but it's just more clarification. It's just more of an understanding that I am asking the universe to help me with feeling satisfied. I mean a deep sense of satisfaction. I don't mean, oh, I'm satisfied. No, I mean a deep sense of satisfaction. You know, when you're eating your, oh my God, your most, one of your favorite meals, and you sit there and you savor it, and you're, I don't know, when I'm enjoying a meal and I love to eat, is I sometimes smack my lips. I'm, oh, this is so good. And I start salivating, and all this comes up, all this happens. And that's really feeling satisfied. I mean, that you can't fake that. And I want that. I actually asked the universe, how can I feel like that about my life in every moment? I want to feel that satisfaction, that in that moment of just, wow, savoring it all, enjoying it all in the present moment. How can I feel like that all the time? Is that even possible? And I always say, yes, of course it's possible. I'm just practicing it. And then I get to the second part of it, which I've heard say, well, you know, you... What is this being said? If I'm satisfied, that means that I'm not going to do anything else. If I'm satisfied, that means that I'm done and I'm just going to sit around and do nothing. Well, that's not good. That's not right. That's not... No. What I'm really saying is I want to be satisfied with all of these moments, every moment in the journey. Not judging a moment, big, little, wanting more of it, but just this feeling, the sense of smacking my lips through every moment. Wouldn't that be a really great way to live? I ask myself that. I can ask you that too. What do you think? That everything, I'm just feeling, I'm just all in it and enjoying all of it. Even the time, say I'm just sitting on a bus. Say I'm standing in a line at the supermarket. But, oh, my God, this moment is just so rich. Standing in the line at the supermarket. Oh, my God, it's, woo-wee, this is almost too much. I've actually had a lot of those moments standing in different situations, and I'm having more and more of them, but I want even more. I want even more because whatever I am vibrating in this moment, chances are I'm going to be vibrating in my future moments. And getting back to not doing anything versus doing versus being versus doing, I will do around the clock. I will stay awake. I mean, I've looked at my life in the past. I have put on shows. I have spoken. I have practiced. I have prepared around the clock. So I can do. I know how to do. But what I really am going to focus on, what I really intend in this year is to vibrate this feeling of satisfaction when I'm just being as opposed to doing. Can I experience can't I vibrate feeling so satisfied that I'm smacking my lips just being? And I'm not talking about putting some time, you know, allotting some time to go in the corner and meditate and be. No, I'm not talking about, I'm talking about every waking moment, from brushing my teeth to fluffing up my hair to putting on a little mascara to, that's funny, mascara. Putting on a little mascara to driving to the gas station to pumping gas. Satisfaction in every moment. That is one of my main, one of my top five intentions for 2015. I really want to let go of this, I gotta do, because, let me tell you this, I have that class, those two classes that I have waited for, that I have wanted to teach at the center. I got to choose my classes, and I'm still like, isn't there more? More? Couldn't there be more? Relationships, if you're alone. I just want to find someone else. I just want to find a relation. I want to find someone to connect with. Is that? I don't know. I don't know. I'm really into this wanting. Scratch that wanting. I'm really into intending to switch it up in 2015 and to experience more satisfaction just by being, more satisfaction, more awe, more smacking of the lips when nothing is happening. Nothing. I'm quoting now, air quotes, nothing. And that's another thing, now that I'm thinking about it, nothing is happening. If I'm sitting in a chair, if I'm just sitting staring out into space, is nothing happening? And quite frankly, isn't all of it nothing? Isn't it an illusion anyway, this doing, what is real and what is an illusion? What is real for me is vibrating, feeling satisfied. And that is what I'm going to ask for, and that is what I'm going to intend to experience more of. I'm not even going to say in this year. I'm going to say in every single moment for as long as I have this consciousness. No. Scratch that. For infinity. How's that? So I wanted to share that with you. The vibration, feeling, the awareness, the mindfulness of are you satisfied? Are you vibrating the sense of satisfaction? Is everything going? In other words, I need more money. I need a relationship. I'm missing. What am I missing? What am I missing? Anytime I think I'm missing something. I can't be satisfied and think that there's something missing at the same time. So for my new listeners, that's who I am, and thank you for listening to this topic. This is a for me, this is huge. This is really huge, and this is what the show is about, talking about life, life's issues on a level that is beneath the surface, that is beneath doing. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. If you'd like information on the coaching the coaching programs I offer, please visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington, and if you've enjoyed the show, and of course you have, or you wouldn't have been listening this long, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. I want you to remember who you are. I want you to know that you are, I'm going to use this word, you are perfection. There are no mistakes. And your evolution and your journey is perfect and unique for you. The universe has your back. The universe is your best friend. You are the universe. You are the energy that creates worlds. And it's all about having that awareness, living the awareness, living consciously, living mindfully in every moment. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Love unconditionally. Look in that mirror and, you know, and let me scratch this love unconditionally, because I love unconditionally. I like this even better. I like accept it all. Accept it all and put your arms around all of it. Embrace it all. Love it all. All of it. Accept it all. Accept your journey, where you are now, where you were, this day, this moment. Accept it all with a smile. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. We're going to connect again next Saturday and Sunday. We're going to start having guests probably in the beginning of February. That's my intention. And until then, you've been listening to Reality. Oh, Jesus, I forgot. My book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be found on Amazon.com. Or you can go to my website and order Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, $19.95, free shipping in the United States. Email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Have a great week. And you know what else I want to say before I end the show? I've said it before, but don't think that you have to do any of this stuff alone. When you throw out your intentions, just ask the universe for assistance. Universe, can you assist me in feeling satisfied, in vibrating in these moments, satisfaction? Can I eliminate, reduce, less focus on what's missing? Can I start living and experiencing and loving all of it, even when I'm just being and not doing? Yeah, just ask. I love you, my dear audience. Until next week, Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.